And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and I am excited for today's show, and I appreciate you tuning in. Today's show has a nice twist at the end, so I hope you can stick with me. But here we are. We're midsummer, Texas heat. Yes, Texas is known for very hot summers, but let me tell you, from a Texas guy, this is an abnormally hot summer. I mean, to say it's hot, we expect it, but we've been in the hundreds for well over a few weeks now, every day. And no end in sight, no rain for a long time. It's been absolutely brutal. So, yes, turning out to be a very hot summer this year. It started in early June. Typically, we don't see hundreds till mid-July. And the other day, I go to my mailbox and grab the mail, walk inside because it's a beating outside. I'm not going to look at it out there. And go to my kitchen. I've got a kitchen island and grab the first piece of mail, junk mail, of course. Second piece, junk mail. Third piece, junk mail. Fourth piece, credit card offer. Set that aside. I shred those credit card offers just to be safe. Fifth piece of mail, electric bill. Here we go. I know it's going to be bad. I have three air conditioning systems in my house. My daughter is home from college. She graduated. She's staying with us until she finds a place and working on that. My son is home from college. So I've got a full house, three air conditioners that never seem to stop, 100 plus degree temps outside. And we don't even set our AC down very low. I feel like we're very conservative about it. But here I am. I'm holding this bill. I haven't even opened it yet. And I know it's going to be a whopper. And the thought that goes through my mind is, honestly, there's not much you can do. That is Texas for you. It's part of the deal you get when you come to Texas. It's going to be a hot summer. So open it up. And yeah, it's pretty substantial. So set that aside. And then I grab the next envelope. And immediately, I know what this is. It's very recognizable. I have seen this same envelope, not this particular one, but the same deal several times. In fact, I see it once a quarter, and it is passive income from one of the multifamily deals that I'm invested in. And the lead that runs this particular property, just the way he does his books at the end of the quarter, literally within about 72 hours, the check has landed and it has arrived. And he's one of the few that still mail out the actual check. A lot of them just do direct deposit. But boom, just like clockwork, there it is. So immediately the frown from the electric bill kind of turns to a slight smirk on my face. I unzip the envelope and open it up. And well, this particular check is three times larger than that huge electric bill that I was looking at. Friends, that's a nice feeling. That's what passive income is all about. That's how you buy your life back one chunk at a time. There's a lot of people out there right now, and a lot of money is flowing out because things are expensive, inflation, gas. Yes, energy is way up. And when you have the ability to create passive income, and it arrives on the same day as that enormous electric bill, it's just a great feeling. So keep that in mind. That's what passive income is all about. That's why we do this. Now, to change gears, I provide information on real estate investing all the time on this show. It's my passion. It's what I do. It's changed my life. But this show goes back way further than Mike Harrison. But that's what this show is dedicated all about is real estate investing. That's what the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show was created for. And we have guests that talk about the same thing. And the other host, Al Gordon and Andy Webb, do the same thing. We provide investing advice, anecdotes, perspectives from our experience, things we've learned along the way. And today, I don't want to do that. I don't want to provide advice from Mike Harrison. I want to share advice from people outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, some of the most successful real estate investors in the country today. We're not going to go back and share advice from someone 100 years ago, 150 years ago. I'm not going to do it. What we're going to talk about today is their tips from pros, not in Lifestyles Unlimited, because sometimes I think you need to hear the message from someone else, because essentially real estate hasn't changed. What makes us successful has been around for decades, for hundreds of years. And what these people are saying, a lot of it sounds like what we tell you here at Lifestyles Unlimited, very similar. So we're going to go through these, and there's so many of them. I don't think I'm going to get to all of them, but stick with me for the show and we'll see how many we can get through. But again, I'm going to share my perspective. Like I said, most of these are spot on. They are, boom, nailed it. That's exactly right. I agree 100%. There's a couple in here that we're going to need to tweak just a tad, but it's worth reviewing and it's worth hearing and it's worth sharing. If you miss any parts of this show, you can always pick us up on your favorite podcast app. It's right there on your smartphone. Click it, subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It'll automatically upload the shows and you can listen to them and stay current on your time. If you're driving somewhere, working in the yard, what have you, that podcast app is really easy, really simple to use. YouTube, we have our own YouTube channel. Ton of content on YouTube. Just find the Lifestyles Unlimited channel there and check it out, and I promise you'll get lost in it. And then, as always, you can go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You'll find this show. You'll find a decade-plus worth of shows there. Today's show, we're sharing the best real estate investment advice from the pros. Not Lifestyles Unlimited members, but people outside of Lifestyles Unlimited that have made it their business, and they are successful in the real estate investing world. These are actual investors. These are people that run major trust funds. These are people that have a lot of properties. Pretty incredible. But these are people that believe in real estate, and they're offering their advice to us. And I wanted to share that with you. So the first one, this is from a gentleman named Corey Chapel. He's a closing options analyst for a company called 181 Close Now. What does Corey say? He says, don't over rehab. Wow, Corey, that is spot on. We say the same thing. And what he talks about, he says his quote is some high-end houses have to have the nicest countertops and fixtures. Lower-end houses need to look nice and modern, but don't need the most expensive fixtures. It's okay to budget, and it's okay to go with middle-of-the-road fixtures. So we say it a little differently. We say best product, best price. The rehab needs to match the neighborhood. Too often, I see a new investor, and they will purchase a property, and they want to rent the property. And whether it's just an everyday, middle-of-the-road home, which is where I specialize in, and that's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited, or it's a high-end home, they want to go in and literally just trick it out above and beyond. And it's counterintuitive. The thought in their mind is if my house is just incredible, over the top, then we're going to attract potential residents to the property. Yes, you are. But the problem is you're now in that high rent range. And so you have eliminated the pool. You have eliminated the potential to rent to 80% of the people out there, and you have limited it down to 5% of the people there. Whose property is going to rent faster? And also think about this. the folks that stay in those high-end properties, one, you're not making much of a return. We can talk about that, and I've talked about that on other shows. But you're not putting your money to work for you properly. If you're buried in a $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 house that you want to rent out, well, you need to be getting $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000 a month. And in most cases, you're not. But the clientele that rent those properties have good credit, and they're typically just camping out and moving on. You make money when someone stays in your property. So make the rehab match where the neighborhood is. Make it nice. Sure. Absolutely. Best product, best price. Fix everything. We like tile. We like redoing the master baths. We like putting in new countertops. We like putting in new appliances, fixing everything. Great ACs. But don't over rehab it. A good GC here will actually help you in that regard. Now, the next piece of advice, this is from a guy named Joe Horan, and he is owner of Wrightwood Homes. Joe says, make money when you buy. And let's just listen to Joe's quote here. It says, it's easy to overpay for real estate, especially in this market where things are selling quickly. In general, if you're keeping the property, don't count on appreciation as a way to make money. It can work, but it's still a higher risk than buying right. Joe is spot on this. He is absolutely spot on. You do make your money when you buy. He continues. He says, if you're buying a rental, look for homes that need a bit of work and have cash flow from day one. Bingo. Joe, obviously you know what you're doing. Let's talk about appreciation for a second. Appreciation is the fifth way we make money in a single family property. We make money on the cash flow. Joe says it needs to cash flow from day one. He's correct. We make money on the equity capture. We're buying homes that are, let's just say they need a little love and they need to be fixed up. And so in doing that, we create an equity capture for ourselves. We have the tax advantages. We have the mortgage pay down every month. When that resident pays the rent, you pay the mortgage and you get a little bit of that goes toward the principal, typically 100 to 200, maybe 250, depending on the size of your mortgage, the value of that home. Notice, and we make money on appreciation. Notice appreciation is last. We don't buy rental properties to count on the appreciation. That's gambling. That's what people do in the stock market. The way you make money in the stock market, you buy a stock or you buy a mutual fund and you buy it for X. The value is, let's say, $50 the day you buy it, and you want to hold it and hold it and hold it. And then maybe one day it gets to 75 and you sell it. Well, that delta, that positive delta, maybe it gets to 25. Be careful. But anyway, speculation. But you're counting in the market on that appreciation. If stock X goes from 50 to 75, then there's a positive 25 in there. Then you cash that out and then you pay taxes on it, and that's your return. It can go up, it could go down. But people who buy a rental property for appreciation, they still have a stock market mindset. They don't have a real estate mindset. They haven't been trained properly. That's the last reason. If you're buying a property, count on appreciation. That is a recipe for disaster. So Joe Horan has it right on. You make money when you buy. Absolutely correct. Continuing on, third piece of advice. This one's from Evan Roberts. He's a real estate agent and investor in Baltimore, Maryland. And he says, leverage the experts. Investing in real estate has a lot of moving pieces. When you're first starting off, it is critical you leverage experts in each area of the project to ensure success and minimize mistakes. Spot on, Evan. Exactly right. Leverage the experts. Real estate is a team sport. You hear us say that all the time. Don't do this on your own. Leverage expertise. Leverage mentors. Leverage other investors. Leverage investor-minded realtors, investor-minded GCs, investor-minded contractors, investor-minded lenders, both hard money and conventional lenders. These people are all on your team. And a lot of times they will prevent you from making a mistake. They don't want you to get in a deal that is overpriced or that you can't get out of or that doesn't rent for the proper amount. And so the cash flow isn't as good. Why? Because these people don't want to just do this with you one time. They want to do it on several homes. So leverage the experts. Leverage that mindset. Don't do this by yourself. Get educated. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's going to crash. It's going to be better next year. I've got to listen to four more classes. I love guys come up to me all the time. You know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. If you would like to see what we do, how we do it, how we run our business, how we make money five ways on a single family property, six ways on a multifamily property, I invite you to attend our free workshop. That's at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. If you go there, you will see the schedule, and essentially you can put your name in and attend one of those free workshops. We've got them on numerous dates, numerous different times. Where do you attend? Well, you attend in front of your laptop, your computer, your iPad, in the comfort of your own home. I suggest you do it with, if you're married, or if you have a partner or what have you, and that partner's engaged with you financially, I suggest you do it with your partner. Take a look. You can ask questions. Pretty incredible what you'll see there. I promise you, it's a lot of information that you are unaware of. And it is, quite frankly, life-changing. And if you like what you see and you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, take it to the next step and learn how to invest in single-family properties and multifamily properties, just like I did, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. If you use the promo code SAVEBIG, SAVEBIG, all capital letters, no spaces, it will drop the price from $740 to $297, and it'll be for 2 years. And look, friends, way less expensive than when I joined and worth every penny. I'm just telling you right now, it's life-changing. Okay, our last piece of advice, if you're just now tuning in, we are sharing advice from top real estate investors and professionals all over the country, people active in today's market. I'm not going to give you some quote from John Rockefeller in 1875 talking about real estate and how you make your money in real estate and land and that sort of thing, because he was absolutely spot on. But let's keep this advice to today. Let's keep it pertinent to today's markets. Again, what we do and what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited is not new information. It's always been there. What it is, it's best practices and principles. And we teach that to you. And we have mentors that will help you along the way. And that last piece of advice, leverage the experts, was from a person by the name of Evan Roberts, who's a real estate agent and investor in Baltimore, Maryland. And Evan says, leverage the experts. And we talked about that, leveraging that mental side of the experts and that real estate team, that team to help you along the way, the realtor, the lender, the GC, the carpenter, the contractor, the title company, everybody involved that's going to help you along the way, because they don't want to just do one rental property with you. They want to do more than one, okay? So they're going to be there for you. And I've had numerous folks on my team say, Mike, this is not a good house. This is not a good opportunity. You're rehabbing it too much. Back to the first point, you don't need to do this in the house, but do this. Keep it nice. Keep it attractive. Keep it functional, that sort of thing. But I also want to talk about leverage on the other side, which Evan doesn't mention. You see, we leverage every property we buy. We bring the bank to every deal. I have done show after show on financial leverage. There's somebody out there that'll tell you the only way to do a rental property is to pay cash and have a paid for rental property. I can show you very easily, mathematically, how that is not the smartest, most effective way to own a property. And just to go into it quickly, let's say you have a $250,000 rental property and it rents for $1,800 a month, and you're thinking the $1,800 is in your pocket and that's all profit. Not necessarily, because you still have to pay taxes and insurance on top of that, and quite possibly any maintenance if you didn't fix everything going in. Or I can take that $250,000 and leverage it and literally easily go out and get most likely about eight houses, each paying me $400 a month, tax-free, by the way. On the previous example of the paid-for house, that $1,800 is not going to be 100% tax-free. You're not depreciating that much against the $1,800. So let's say you have 8 to 10 houses paying you $400 a month on average. That's $3,200 or more, potentially maybe $4,000 a month, because I brought the bank to the deal. What would you rather have, $1,800 or $3,200? And $3,200 is tax-free. It's going to feel like something like $4,000. I'm telling you right now, leverage is the way to do it. So not only leverage that mental expertise, but leverage that financial piece. Continuing on, this one is from Allison Bethel, and she owns a company called Fit Small Business. And Allison says, set a budget and timeline. And then she says, and expect to go over both. And let's just read her quote here. She says, my rule of thumb is that you should set aside 50% more of your budget as reserves, especially as a new investor. Your budget almost always goes higher than anticipated. And when you're rehabbing houses, one issue can detect another one, etc. Allison is half right. Set a budget and timeline. Absolutely. I buy a single family property. No doubt I've got a budget, and I want to be in and out of that property in 90 days. When we have a multifamily property, we're targeting units to begin rehabbing on day one. You can rehab and do a fully rehabbed apartment unit in about 10 days, maybe less, depending on your team. But you've got that budget and timeline. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're over your budget 50%, you don't know what you're doing. You are trying to do this by yourself. You're not educated. And back to the previous point, you haven't leveraged the right experts. When you buy that property, get it inspected. That is one of the most important things you're going to do. Scope the pipes. I learned that myself. I saved on one property. I didn't scope the toilet. And sure enough, I had an issue with the sewer pipe and had a jackhammer up down underneath the living room and fix the pipe. Not a good situation. It cost me. The house is still great. And look, it cash flows and it's been a fantastic investment. But if I had just done that and known it was there, I could have fixed that during the rehab period and not when the resident was there. So tough situation. We got through it. Everything's great now, but I was being a cheapskate. I didn't scope my pipes. So inspect that property. Learn to evaluate properly. Check everything. Run your GC through there. Run your contractor through there. And if I'm rehabbing a property, and let's say it's a deep rehab, let's say we're going to spend $35,000, maybe $50,000. Do I set aside? Do I figure that there's always that, oh, we missed this? Sure. Or we underbid this? Yeah, but that shouldn't be 10%, maybe 15% on a bad day. And most of the time, guess what? If you're budgeting it with professionals, you're going to be right in that area. I've been less on budget. Sometimes we've come in less than we thought it was. So I always budget conservatively to begin with. And sure, do I expect something else to come up? Typically, it's not something else that comes up. I want to do something a little nicer. I might not need a new window, but let's say the master bedroom gets really hot. This is Texas. We talked about that. I might put a vinyl window in that master bedroom to reduce that heat. That's a great investment and improves the value of the property. Heck, if there's only a few windows, I've replaced all the windows in a few different properties. So big fan of taking out the old metal windows and putting the vinyl windows in there. Even though your GC says, hey, these windows are great, we'll get them cleaned up. I don't know. It just depends on the neighborhood. Back to that point one, make your rehab match the neighborhood. All right, continuing on with this advice, and it's going to kick us out to the other side, but treat your investments like a business. Quote, real estate investing is a business, and like every other business, it requires purposeful planning, execution, and management. If you have any questions on real estate investing, Lifestyles Unlimited, anything at all, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Today, I've been sharing the best real estate investment advice from the pros, people that are investing in real estate today, people involved in real estate investment today, today's investors, today's market, people that are active now. And these were people, these are not people that are in Lifestyles Unlimited. These are just professionals all over the country that are involved in the real estate business, and they are doing, they're doing well. They're doing very well, frankly. And here's the part where we take a twist, because I have promised you best real estate investment advice from the pros. And I'm going to tell you this right now. We have some of the best real estate investors right here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Some of the best in the country, the best of the best. And I'm not just saying that. You're expecting me, oh, there's the Lifestyles Unlimited radio guy. Look, I am bragging on some folks because what we do is incredibly effective. It changes our life, and it is the best real estate advice. And I'm going to share investment from four folks associated with Lifestyles Unlimited. One from our founder, Dale Walmsley. The next one's from a gentleman named J.B. Durham, and J.B. Durham is our national multifamily mentor. J.B. is an independent rental owner, owns several properties, multifamily properties, communities, by himself, and he's been doing this for years. He has taught real estate for years. In fact, they call him J.B. Data Durham. What a resource. I'm also going to share advice from a guy named David Fisher. Maybe you've heard of David Fisher, but David teaches our two-day financial freedom seminar. I don't know how many times he's taught that class. I've taken it from him in the past, but I bet he's pushing 1,000 different times. He also hosts our case study. David has made millions investing in real estate, and he didn't start with a lot of money at all. He just did what he was taught, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Very effective investor. And then lastly, one of our members, a gentleman by the name of John Pry, good Aggie friend of mine. He's a single family property owner, and he is a multifamily passive investor. What does passive mean? Well, John basically looks at an opportunity to invest with a lead investor, also known as a syndicator outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. And John says, looks like a good deal to me. Here's my money. Please put it to work for me. And oh, by the way, when the returns come in, I'm expecting a check quarterly based on your business plan. So we're going to take advice from those four folks. Let's take with our founder, Dale Walmsley himself. What does Dale say? And I could list 100 things here, but I picked out just one, a big one. Dale says, must cash flow. What does that mean? It's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. People think paying their house down is an investment. People think paying into the 401k every month is an investment. People think that buying 20 acres of land outside of the city and waiting 10, 15, 20 years for the city to expand and get to that land is an investment. They're not investments. You know why? One simple question. How much did that land pay you last month? Nothing. I had to pay taxes on it. Oh, okay. So that's not an investment. How much did your 401k pay you last month? Zero, but when I'm 70, it's going to pay me a lot. No, you're just saving in there. It's not an investment. How much did your house pay you last month? Well, if it's my house, I paid it last month. I had some repairs I had to do that were fairly pricey. So yes, my house is not an investment. 401ks and IRAs are not investment. Land's not an investment. Moving on. Let's go to J.B. Durham, again, our national multifamily mentor. What does J.D. say? He says, wealthy people buy streams of income. Wealthy people buy streams of income. Think about that statement for a second, because we all think of the wealthy. They've got $1 million in the bank and everything just comes to them easily. No, wealthy people are continuously making their money work for them. They're not just sitting on it. You're going to take $100,000 and go buy $4,000 to $6,000 on an annual basis. That's what an investment is. You're going to take that $100,000, you're going to invest it into a property, and your cash flow, if you're counting on 4 to 6%, you're going to be happy. You might see 12. You'll probably see an internal rate of return greater than 15. But I'm just talking about the cash flow. Take $100,000 and go give yourself a $6,000 a year annual raise, quite possibly an $8,000 a year. Every deal is different, but that's what wealthy people do. Hey, I've got this money sitting over here. I'm going to give myself a raise. I'm going to buy a stream of income. You're buying a business. A real estate investment is a business. That's what wealthy people do. That's the millionaire mindset. Do they go buy a new truck? No, they go buy two rental properties. They increase their income by $800 a month cash flow, and then they go buy the truck. Think of it that way. Okay, so wealthy people buy streams of income. Incredible advice. Again, this is real estate advice from the best investors in the country. Talk about one of the best, David Fisher. You should see the properties David buys. And I mean that in a good way. The after repaired properties, where he's gone in and scraped the hardwood floors, where he's painted everything, where he's fixed it, where he buys properties where the stairs are broken and people can't even get up on into their house. They've had to rig some sort of contraption to even get up and walk in their home. It's dangerous. He buys properties where you can literally, there's a hole in the floor and it's a pier and beam and you're looking down at dirt. He buys properties where there's holes in the roof, and then he brings his team in and he rehabs the entire property, best product, best price, puts in nice new appliances, fixes it that needs to be fixed, paints it. I mean, good looking properties. That's what David does. But what's his advice? He says, we make our own economy. I love that statement because it cuts through a lot of the noise we're hearing today. People didn't take it as serious when times were good, right? When we didn't have the inflation, when we weren't going into a recession like we are now. And yes, we're going into a recession, 2 quarters of GDP down. You might not be seeing that on the news stations like you should be, but yeah, we're going into a recession. But we make our own economy cuts through that. It cuts through the inflation. It cuts through the interest rates. It cuts through any sort of economic issue. And you need to tone that noise out because the deal either makes sense mathematically or it doesn't. It's a mathematical equation. I'm going to buy for X. I'm going to put Y in as a rehab. The after repaired value is Z, which is greater than both of those combined. I can rent it for this amount of money. It will cash flow at this amount of money. So we are improving the value. We're making our own economy, abundance mentality. Wealth is created. If David makes a dollar, it doesn't mean that Mike Harrison lost a dollar. No, David is creating dollars that weren't there before. Think of it. If he buys some dog property that's practically unlivable, and sadly, there are people living in these properties, and they're very happy when David fixes the plumbing, fixes the electrical, fixes the flooring, fixes the walls, just things like that, and makes it safe, functional, clean place to live. So David, he makes his own economy. That's what we do as real estate investors. We make our own economy. Now, on to my good Aggie friend, John Pry. What does John Pry say? Well, his advice is don't eat your seed corn. Now, some of you out there may be going, what does that mean? Don't eat your seed corn. So what John's talking about, and I mentioned he's a super passive. So he has invested passively in plenty of multifamily properties. He's been doing it for a number of years. So he's got a little piece in that one, a little piece in that one, a little piece in that one, a little piece in that one. Several of those passive deals. If you missed my first segment, that passive deal that basically paid my electric bill, paid much more than my electric bill. Well, John's got a few dozen of those, maybe several dozen. I don't know. John does a very good job. And he's an engineer, a petroleum engineer by trade. He's got a great mathematical mind and analysis. And so what he means by don't eat your seed corn, let's say you invest in a property in 2019. And in 2022, or 2021, the lead says, hey, we're going to do a refinance and we're going to pull out essentially what's the equivalent of 100% of your investment. So if you invested 50 grand in the deal, he's going to pull out probably a few million so that all the passive investors get their money back. Now your original investment is still in the deal. What does John say? Don't eat your seed corn. That's your seed corn for the next deal. Take that 50,000 and give yourself an annual raise. Don't go crazy. Don't go spend it. Don't blow it. That's how you grow what I call a cash flow snowball. So if you're not eating your seed corn, you're growing a cash flow snowball. You're reinvesting into it. It's getting bigger and bigger every year. And henceforth, your cash flow is getting bigger and bigger every year. So John's saying, reinvest those sales, reinvest those refinances into more real estate. Live on the cash flow. Compound your investments. And then over time, it just gets bigger and bigger and better and better. And soon you're buying your life back. You're free. You're able to do what you want, when you want, with whomever you want. You're not sweating these big electric bills. You sleep better at night. So start with those small choices, compound them. One rent house isn't going to retire you, but it's a start. One passive investment of 25 grand won't retire you, but it's a start. But the point is, I want you to make good decisions for yourself. Do something today. Your future self will thank you for it. And always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'm Mike Harrison. See you next week.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.